in years gone by, the criticism has been that we've done ever so well to get a crowd here and then fell flat on our faces. And I think you have to give credit to Gloucester first half, because they made it incredibly difficult for us. They closed us down, and it was a very, very scrappy encounter, and we couldn't get into our fluid passing game.
There seemed to be a few uncharacteristics, sort of errors at the back in the first half, and they didn't look as solid as they have done in some other games. And when the goal went in, it wasn't really happening. What did you say at half time?
Well, we don't get on their backs. There were little things that we felt we could do. Their forwards are coming off our two central defenders, so that was the first thing. And I felt that our two wide men were starting a little bit too advanced. So start a little bit deeper, hug the touch lines, and whatever you do, we don't go long, we keep passing it, and we keep believing in our strengths. And yeah, we kept plugging away, and we made the change and brought Michael on, and he's been a catalyst again. He's an impact player, but he's come on and absolutely destroyed their back four and got himself a goal and, you know, won us the penalty. So, you know, game-changing moments, but it's about squads, and we've got the result, and that's all that matters.
Michael Taylor's introduction on the hour mark, it really did seem to change the game. Not so much just for him being there, but the other players seemed to respond, and everyone seemed to be trying that bit harder when they saw him come on the field.
Well, the one thing that Michael Taylor's got is he's very infectious. He lifts his teammates, because he's one of those players that, you know, some players can get a response by winning a tackle or winning a header. Michael does it by his sheer determination and pace, and you can see that. Brilliant crowd today, but as soon as I see Michael Taylor coming on the pitch, I can look over the far side and see them all applauding, and they're there in anticipation, and it's proved to be the case again.
And his goal, it seemed to be a goal out of nothing, really. He just robbed a defender in possession in the box, and a lot of players perhaps wouldn't have even tried that.
Well, what we try to do is, Michael's got that impact, but we bring him on. It's a ploy we've got. When defenders are tired, you know, they're, you know, maybe 60, 65, 70 minutes, and they're getting a little bit leg weary, and then you put Michael on with that electric pace, and he's unplayable at times. So he's a great weapon for us. He's doing brilliantly well, and I'm really pleased for him.
And once the equaliser went in, you got the feeling that all the City players were desperate for more than that, and they were going straight for the second goal.
Yeah, I just felt if we had the breakthrough, because you start to think Danny's missed that chance that got squared to him sort of 15 yards out, and Brownie's hit the bar in the first half. You start to wonder, you know, is it going to be our day? Is it not going to go for us? But I always felt that if we could get a goal, we would go on and win the game. And you could see the belief come back into the boys when we got ourselves level. And I thought there was only going to be one winner from then on.
So just a few days to go, and you've got to play the same team again. Do you think it'll be a similar game at their place?
Yeah, of course it will. I think the surface is not bad here, but it's a difficult one because it's had a lot of rain. We have to roll it, and then it becomes quite compact, and ruts come out quite easy. So I think going to Cheltenham will suit us. We know exactly what they're going to do. They're not going to change. They're going to make it difficult. They're going to work hard, and they're going to get in our faces, but, you know, I think we can go there and win the game. I really do. I'll be confident, and why not?
Now, Rob Elvins has been out injured for a while with that shoulder injury. You said in your programme notes you thought he might feature in one of the games. He hasn't featured today. Is he likely to play on New Year's Day?
It's a tough one to call. Rob feels the shoulder's improved dramatically, but, you know, being a defensive player, you know, you're always having to hold off attackers, and he doesn't feel that the strength's there at the moment. So, you know, if he's not available, he's not available. We're certainly not going to rush him. We don't need to. We've got enough players. You know, fortunately, we've come through the game unscathed today, so that's a great positive. So we'll not rush Rob back. If he's available, brilliant. If not, then we'll move on to the next game and hope he's ready for that.
Six games unbeaten now, three consecutive victories. You're in a decent run of form. What do you put that down to?
Well, we're a decent side. You know, I'm not surprised we're doing well. We believe in ourselves. And once you get to that point where you win two and three games, it can become a bit of a habit. And I think we're getting to that stage now where we're starting to go out on the pitch expecting to win games of football. And with that, you bring a little bit of arrogance. But, you know, there's enough people there ready to criticise you when things are not going well. So you know, we'll go out there believing we can win every game. And when eventually we do get beat, it's about responding and getting on another run as quickly as possible.
One player we haven't seen for a while is Shabir